Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 8, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Amazon looks to hire blockchain staffers with experience of DeFi. Top White House advisor Tim Wu holds millions in Bitcoin. Report. Ether price indicator turns bearish for first time since October. Bitcoin suffers steepest drop in 10 days as U.S. monetary policy causes short-term jitters. El Salvador Commerce Secretary. Bitcoin won't replace dollar. Crypto exchanges see biggest Bitcoin outflow in 7 months. A reason to cheer. Now let's get started. Amazon looks to hire blockchain staffers with experience of DeFi. Experience in decentralized finance is a plus, the ad says. Amazon is searching for staff with experience in decentralized finance, DeFi, according to a job ad posted for blockchain head of product. The candidate will have a track record delivering outstanding products at scale in emerging spaces, and is passionate about blockchain, distributed systems, and cloud-scale software, the ad stated. Ideally, you will have experience delivering products or innovations in the blockchain space, and in particular DeFi or traditional financial services. Amazon has been subject to speculation it was looking for staff to build a digital payment token, which appeared to be part of an emerging payments initiative to be test-driven in Mexico. The blockchain product led as part of Amazon-managed blockchain, which recently added support for Ethereum, the public blockchain that is the original home of DeFi. Amazon-managed blockchain started out as the internet giant's version of an enterprise blockchain cloud offering. Rather like Microsoft's Azure blockchain, it's a way for companies to quickly spin up private or permissioned blockchains in the cloud. If nothing else, it's clear DeFi has caught Amazon's attention. The company name checked DeFi on 3 occasions. Experience in decentralized finance a plus, the ad says, along with a familiarity with Ethereum and Hyperledger Fabric. Amazon Managed Blockchain, AMB, is a fully managed service that accelerates customers' ability to create and leverage scalable blockchain technology for current and innovative business use cases across DeFi, supply chain, financial services, identity, and more. Top White House advisor Tim Wu holds millions in Bitcoin. Report. White House antitrust advisor Tim Wu holds Bitcoin and Filecoin, according to a recent financial disclosure. Tim Wu, one of the White House's top technology advisors and antitrust experts, currently holds millions in Bitcoin, BTC, -12.6%, and PHIL, -19.88%, according to a report by Politico on Monday. The report cites a personal financial disclosure that Wu recently filed and estimates he owns between $1 million and $5 million in Bitcoin. The advisor also has between $100,001 and $250,000 in PHIL, the native coin of the digital storage and data retrieval platform Filecoin. U.S. President Joe Biden appointed Wu in March as Special Assistant for Technology and Competition Policy at the National Economic Council. Before his term, he taught at Columbia Law School, though he has also had stints at the Federal Trade Commission and National Economic Council, in a different role, under former President Barack Obama. The advisor has long been a critic of the power big tech companies possess, having written numerous academic papers about information, communication platforms and the internet as well as a few books. He coined the term net neutrality in 2002. While posted as a top government official, Wu has recused himself from any particular matters involving Bitcoin or cryptocurrency in general due to his financial interests, an anonymous official told Politico. Ether price indicator turns bearish for first time since October. Momentum has deteriorated, supporting a lower high compared with May's peak. The path of least resistance for Ether appears to be to the downside as a widely tracked indicator rolls over in favor of the bears. The weekly MACD indicator has flashed a sell signal for the first time since going positive in October 2020, which suggests the correction may resume beyond the near term. Katie Stockton, founder and managing partner of Fairlead Strategies, said in a weekly research note published Monday. Moving average convergence divergence, MACD, is a technical indicator used to gauge trend changes and strength. Chart analysts consider a move below zero to signify a bearish shift in momentum and a move into positive territory as a bullish reversal signal. Not only has the MACD dropped below zero, it is also now at the most negative since September 2018, implying the strongest bearish bias in nearly 3 years. The weekly MACD for Bitcoin turned bearish in the second half of April, signaling scope for a sell-off. Back then, the biggest cryptocurrency by market value was trading above $50,000. Prices fell by 35% in May, hitting lows near $30,000. Ether, the native token of the Ethereum blockchain, was trading near $2,500 at press time, representing a 3% drop on the day and a 9% decline on a 24-hour basis, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The latest drop follows repeated bull failures at the 50-day simple moving average, SMA, hurdle in the past 2 weeks. The 50-day SMA currently resides just above $2,900. Intermediate-term momentum has deteriorated, supporting a lower high versus the May peak near $4,380, Stockton said, adding that immediate support is located at $2,038, under which the focus would shift to the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement near $1,730. We would not rule out a retest of the 61.8% retracement level, Stockton wrote. As long as the 61.8% retracement level is intact, so is the long-term uptrend behind Ether, which remains supported by the monthly MACD. Bitcoin suffers steepest drop in 10 days as U.S. monetary policy causes short-term jitters. Bitcoin continues its descent amid whispers of U.S. Federal Reserve tapering economic stimulus and China's ongoing pressure on crypto miners. Bitcoin's price has fallen to its lowest point in over a week as traders stare down prospects of shifting U.S. monetary policy and continued tightening of regulation of cryptocurrencies in China. At 2000 Coordinated Universal Time on Monday, the price of the world's foremost crypto began declining from around $35,466 to a low of $33,221. Prices were up slightly on the hour, and one Bitcoin was changing hands for roughly $33,793 at the time of publication. The move marked the largest single daily loss for the bulls after dropping 6.2%, the most since May 28, amid sell pressure egged on by fading bullish investor sentiment. Some are pointing toward the ongoing pressure from mainland China on crypto mining operations and trading, where Weibo accounts from key opinion leaders in crypto have been blocked. China continues to pressure crypto with rolling mining bans wiping out its most popular social media platform, Weibo, clean of crypto influencer accounts, said Jahan Chu, managing partner at Hong Kong-based crypto investment firm Kinetic Capital. This signals a tightening noose around crypto on the mainland. Markets worldwide have also been trading on shaky ground as investors eye the possibility the U.S. Federal Reserve could begin to unwind from its liquidity-boosting quantitative easing program. Though some, including $7.5 billion hedge fund SkyBridge Capital, whose Bitcoin holdings exceed $310 million, say tapering of U.S. monetary policy is unlikely to affect crypto and gold, arguing those asset classes possess resilience. Meanwhile, Deutsche Bank, Germany's largest lender, has said the U.S. could be in for one of its worst inflationary periods in history, with government spending and loose monetary policy likely catalysts for creating conditions last seen in the 1940s and 1970s. While long-term fundamentals remain intact, U.S. monetary and macroeconomic policy are causing short-term jitters, Chu said. Indeed, investors have been offloading some of their investments in hopes of entering at lower points as U.S. monetary and fiscal policy grows clearer, the managing partner said. Other notable cryptos were also trading in the red, with the top 10 by market capitalization having fallen between 7.3% and 12.9% over the previous 24 hours. Polkadot and XRP were the hardest hit, down 12.93% and 11.39%, respectively. El Salvador Commerce Secretary, Bitcoin won't replace dollar. Miguel Catán, a member of President Nayib Bukele's cabinet, sought to reassure Salvadorans fearful of a full pivot to a Bitcoin standard. El Salvador's proposed embrace of Bitcoin, BTC, minus 12.86%, would not end dollarization in the Central American economy, top government official said, addressing concerns raised by citizens confused about the plan. The U.S. dollar will continue to be the legal tender in El Salvador. Operations can be done with Bitcoin, obviously related to its value in dollars, Miguel Catán, El Salvador's Secretary of Commerce and Investment, said in remarks covered by local newspaper El Mundo on Monday. Providing the most in-depth look yet at President Nayib Bukele's plan to grant Bitcoin legal tender status, Catán said the still-under-wraps bill would create an opt-in Bitcoin economy where the dollar, El Salvador's official fiat since 2001, remains supreme. Catán explained during a central bank press conference, the first to address Bukele's surprise Saturday announcement televised at the Bitcoin 2021 conference in Miami, that goods will remain dollar-denominated in El Salvador. A tomato that costs 20 cents, for example, will still cost 20 cents, even among sellers that accept Bitcoin. He sought to reassure Salvadorans fearful of a full pivot to a Bitcoin standard. Radical social media prognostications of an economy where goods are priced in satoshis will never come to pass, he said. The possibility of such a future had sparked pockets of confusion on social media, according to local journalist Yoshe Barrera. Until Saturday, very few people knew about cryptocurrencies in El Salvador, he said in Spanish over a series of Twitter direct messages with CoinDesk. Let's say it is not a popular topic, but it began consuming Salvadorans' online discourse almost at once. In social networks and discussions, people associate or think that they would have to have bitcoins once the bill becomes the law. The discrepancy between the bitcoin price, over $30,000, and their country's sub-minus $300 a month minimum wage has only deepened the confusion, he said. Bitcoin is divisible to the eighth decimal, making it possible to buy a fraction of a coin. But this is not always obvious to people unfamiliar with the cryptocurrency. For this reason, Barrera said that it's no coincidence the government's first official word on Bukele's surprise announcement includes a promise that Bitcoin will not replace the dollar. What the law will say, at the end of the day, is that you can pay if the person charging accepts Bitcoin and if the person paying wants to pay using Bitcoin, Catán said during the press conference. Even so, Catán said the bill would recognize Bitcoin as legal tender in El Salvador. The bill would also come with protections against money laundering, he said. Catán said Bitcoin presents El Salvador with a growth opportunity. He pointed to the success of a community known as Bitcoin Beach, where hotels, shops, restaurants, and even the water utility accept Bitcoin over the low-cost Lightning Network. There is no difference from what we have today, Catán said. For consumers and merchants, their relationship will always be with the dollar. Barrera said Bitcoin is probably viable in El Salvador as many residents are already plugged into the digital economy. But we will have to wait to know what conditions the bill will have, which will surely pass as proposed by Nayib Bukele, he said. Crypto exchanges see biggest Bitcoin outflow in 7 months. A reason to cheer? This traditionally bullish signal should be interpreted with caution and in the context of other indicators, one analyst said. With the price of Bitcoin off almost 50% from its all-time high, bullish traders are hanging their hopes on a fresh data point that might show the market is nearing a bottom. A big surge in outflows of the cryptocurrency from exchanges. While it's too early to tell if the outflows will be sustained, the data might indicate that some traders are satisfied with the current price and have no intention of liquidating their Bitcoin, BTC, on the exchanges. In the logic of cryptocurrency markets, the traders might be moving their coins to wallets, custody or cold storage while awaiting the price of Bitcoin to rebound. Crypto exchanges registered a net outflow of 22,550 BTC on Monday, the biggest single-day net drain since November 2, 2020, according to data provider Glassnode. The blockchain analytics firm tracks flow from 13-bit cryptocurrency exchanges, including Binance, Coinbase, and Kraken. The outflow can best be described as multifaceted, bordering on hodling, and the use of the digital currency in decentralized finance. Petr Koziakov, co-founder and CEO at the global payment network Mercurio, told CoinDesk. To HODL is crypto market slang for buy and hold. The number of bitcoins held in exchange wallets fell to a three-week low of 2.54 million from 2.56 million. Investors typically move coins from exchanges to wallets, taking out liquid supply from the market when they intend to buy and hold in anticipation of price rallies. Investors appear to be storing their assets in hardware wallets with anticipation that the current drop in price will balance out for new price runs toward and above its previous all-time high, Koziakov added. Some investors take direct custody of Bitcoin and tokenize the coins on the Ethereum blockchain to earn extra yield. Tokenization refers to locking up Bitcoin on Ethereum and issuing an equivalent number of tokens tied to Bitcoin's price. The tokens can then be deposited in decentralized finance, DeFi, lending and borrowing protocols. With Bitcoin in DeFi, investors get to maximize their earnings amidst dwindling prices, a better option for many who prefer not to keep their assets idle, Koziakov said. Data from the website DeFi Pulse shows total Bitcoin locked in smart contracts has grown from 94,000 in April to about 174,000 now. Such tokenization of Bitcoin on other networks is also a source for the reduction of supply in the market. All things considered, the latest outflow of Bitcoin from centralized exchange paints a bullish picture. However, Jason Dean, an analyst at Quantum Economics, called for a cautious approach. The market is currently lacking direction, sentiment is mixed, and many metrics are reporting lower demand. So this traditionally bullish signal should be interpreted with caution and in the context of other indicators, Dean said. Bitcoin is currently trading near $33,000, representing a 1% drop on the day. The price fell by 35% in May on environmental concerns and China's regulatory crackdown. While exchange outflows have picked up, demand from whale entities, those with sizable holdings whose actions can theoretically move the market, remains muted at best. While the supply held by entities holding 1,000 to 10,000 coins has increased by 35,000 BTC to 4.183 million this month, the tally remains below the May 24 high of 4.186 million. A sustained increase in supply held by whale entities may be needed to restore the battered market confidence. The balance held by these large investors rose in tandem with the price throughout the bull run from October 2020 to April 2021. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.